1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
This guy will move the wonderful meter up 5 or 6 notches. Our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you guys doing?
I'm well.
That's good.
So far,
symptom free.
So far, so good. I'll be honest. I have limited my exposure to
waiting for the all clear whistle to blow. I don't know when that's going to be.
And it's not like there's a lot of places to be anyway. Even if you
that's true.
Even if you were predisposed to be somewhere, there aren't many places to be.
I can't imagine how this has altered your day-to-day life. I mean, the music guy, you're out at shows how many nights a week?
Exactly. I mean, there's, you know, fortunately, there's been plenty to write about, including, of course, related to coronavirus. But, you know, then there's other aspects of life, you know, you discover. Apparently, I own an oven.
You what?
Apparently, I own an oven.
Is it got a cooktop, a stove on top?
Yeah.
Is it the whole deal?
Yeah.
What color
can,
is it?
You can make food at home, you know.
Yeah, how about that? apparently, like Blue Apron and all those delivery services are doing gangbusters.
And the thing about that was they were struggling.
Oh yeah.
Just a short time ago, they started out gangbusters when they showed up, and then everyone kind of went, maybe not.
Yeah,
and now,
right. I mean, listen, the shakeout of this thing, and you know, we don't need to go deep into this, but you know, in the music and entertainment world as well as the rest of the world, the economic shakeout of this is going to be massive, and it's going to be a very different looking world when we're on the other side of this than it was just before it. And we know this, you know, and certainly the music venues, the bars, the clubs are, you know, some of them are not going to be with us anymore.
There's no doubt about that. There's a store down or a bar downtown that in a couple of days, you know, because they closed down bars and restaurants. And it's only available for takeout, converted to a store, a grocery store, where they built shelves in the store. I saw it on the news last night, and they're stocked with water, hand sanitizer, soap, toilet paper. I mean, it's like a little general store in there.
Yeah, and why not? You know, necessity is the mother of invention, and good for that. Good for them for, you know, reinventing the wheel when they have to.
Yeah, they cleared out all their tables and chairs and all
how
that.
How did they order all that kind of stuff?
Well, they have
so
suppliers
quickly
to begin with because they're a restaurant. Mm. So I imagine they had some connection somewhere along the way. But I don't know. They did it. They made it happen.
We have a microbrewery here who, I guess, and people in Milwaukee would know this even better than I would, but one of the residuals of the brewing process is some sort of alcohol fluid that can be turned into hand sanitizer.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So they're now in the hand sanitizer business.
Right. Hasn't General Motors and Ford said that we'll convert and make
what... they're going to make ventilators.
Yeah. We'll make what you need. This is like a war effort almost when Ford was
very much
pushed into the aircraft business.
Right. And, you know, and General Motors into the tank business. And, you know, and we're seeing this, you know, to a degree in the music business. The live music business is online now. You have everybody from Jack White and Third Man Records doing, you know, they've launched a series. The Grammy Museum, you know, is launching a series that'll include performances. You know, you're seeing all sorts of... Yesterday, for instance, the Luck reunion concert that takes place during South by Southwest down in Austin or outside of Austin, they went online with the different artists performing from remote locations. And you're going to be seeing this all the time, you know, with people doing special things online. David Foster and Catherine McPhee are doing a daily song. John Legend's doing one. There are a bunch of different other series that are being launched. I think it's the Global Citizen is doing something that's incorporated Chris Martin from Coldplay, Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie is doing a daily performance. So this is the new world order here.
You mentioned Catherine McPhee, and she was doing a play in New York. It was called Waitress, I think, or Wow.
Yeah, she was in Waitress.
She was in Waitress, right. And there's billboards all over the place. I'm thinking, Catherine McPhee?
Yep.
Is it okay? And then
and
I went
the American Idol.
Right, she, right. She came in like fourth place. She was from Boston, I think.
I think so.
Her mother was an anchor woman in Boston.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
I just want. What is her talent level? Where would you place her?
Oh, she's a very good singer.
Okay.
And you know she belongs on a Broadway type stage, and you know yeah no she's good.
Okay.
She's legit.
Okay. I just wondered. I thought Catherine McPhee. Well, you know, I heard the name. I knew who it was. I just wasn't really. I thought, oh, she's doing. And it's not. It was off Broadway. It wasn't on Broadway. It was just in New York.
Yeah.
And
a number of big stories popped this week. Big one was the Rolling Stones postponing the No Filter North American dates that they say they're going to reschedule. So far, nothing. Elton John postponed his April and May dates, including the April 28th show at the arena in Milwaukee.
Fiserv, yeah.
Yep. Rage Against the Machines postponed the early leg of its tour. It's going to start now May 23rd at the Boston Calling Festival with the Academy of Country Music Awards postponed to September. Billboard Music Awards are postponed from April into the fall. Glastonbury Festival in England is canceled. They're not even going to try to come back until 2021. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival moving to fall. Bonnaroo moving to September. Bottle Rocket out in Napa, May to October. The Monkees, Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz have pushed their shows back to September.
Wait a minute. Mike Nesmith says he'll tour again?
Yeah.
Because...
And he was like the last guy on board that boat.
Well,
he said he has, you know, he's one of these guys that likes to flap his jaw. And, you know,
he's a guy who likes to go home before the tour is over, too, because he bailed on Mickey and Davey, and they said they would never work with them again. Well, Davey has since passed away.
Right, yeah, and Mickey, you know, listen, you know, A, bygones be bygones, B, paycheck be paycheck.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mickey Dolenz makes exponentially more when he's out there with Mike Nesmith and using the Monkees name than he does when he's Mickey Dolenz.
If Mike comes to work that night.
Yeah, Mike's been pretty good. In fact, they're just putting out a live album today from their touring. You know, you've got The Who move their entire UK and European tour to March of 2021. The Cannes Film Festival's postponed. ZZ Top's. Anybody who's doing anything in Vegas is either postponing or cancel. Billy Joel just announced he's moving an April 17th stadium show down in Charlotte. He's moving that to April of 2021. The Met Opera in New York, their season's done and over. The Friends reunion is delayed. Production on that is delayed. Tool has canceled its all of its tour dates now and is hoping to reschedule into the fall. Andrew Watt, who co-produced Ozzy Osbourne's new album, Ordinary Man, says he's tested positive for COVID-19. Doesn't know how he got it, but he's sequestering himself and healing. Apparently a man who went to see Ghost perform down in Mexico City at the beginning of March has passed away. The authorities feel he got it during the concert there, but they also said, you know, he suffers from diabetes as well, so that had something to do with it. James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt have postponed their Canadian dates. Celine Dion, you know, killed the rest of her North American.
Well, even if James and Bonnie wanted to continue their tour, the border is closed, right?
Right, the border is closed, and the venues are closed. So, you know, so much of this. Interestingly, Guns N' Roses played on, back on the 14th, you know, just a few days ago. They played in Mexico City at a festival that was not canceled by authorities, or at least according to the organizers, you know, they were not told to cancel it. So the show went on for Guns N' Roses. If you're a big fan, they played a song, Deep Cut, So Fine, since 1990, the first time since 1993. So for Guns N' Roses fans, that's a big deal.
There's tons of cancellations and things that are being pushed back, postponed, whatever you want to call them. But Ace is feeling a little bump from the coronavirus.
Yeah, how long have you been waiting to bring that one up?
Well, it's like the only thing on here is not a cancellation, not a postponement. Yeah, but...
Yeah, no, Ace is... So How Long, you know, their big hit from 75, is being used in this new Amazon Prime commercial. And, you know, the little box, the little swish on the box is singing How Long. And, you know, as the result, the tune's number one on Billboard's Rock Digital Album or Digital Song Sales Chart again, you know, for the first, you know, best showing since 1975, since it was released. Paul Carrick, who's the singer of that song, you also remember as the singer of Tempted by Squeeze and Mike and the Mechanics' Silent Running. So he's had a great career since Ace, but it's a great song. I mean, it's nice to hear it out there again.
And that song, everyone assumed it was about somebody cheating on somebody, right? Boyfriend,
right.
Girlfriend? Do you know the story behind it?
I did.
Apparently, one of the guys in the band was playing with another band, and the people in his number one band didn't know that he was playing
right.
with this other band. Yeah. And they were like, how long has this been going on?
So it is a cheating song.
Yeah, it's a cheating song, but it's a band member cheating on his
right.
bandmates, kind of like, oh, you're
playing
in two,
another band?
Yeah, you're in two bands? How long? Yeah, and they wrote the song, how long?
Wrong with having a second job? Is that really cheating?
That tells you how exciting those guys' lives were. Let's write about this. Let's write about this guy being in another band.
Hey, John Lennon wasn't in two bands, or,
no,
you know.
That's true.
Because his first job paid well.
Yeah, six, seven bands at a time.
Yeah.
So, but that's what that song is about. A band member cheating on.
No, you're right. I remember that.
On the rest of the band. So, Peter Frampton's going to reunite with his old drummer from Humble Pie.
Yeah, with Jerry Shirley, the original drummer from Humble Pie. When Peter finally gets to play at Royal Albert Hall of Show, which has of course been delayed by all the contravirus stuff, they are going to play together. You know, this will be the first time in a few decades that any couple members of Humble Pie, founding members of Humble Pie, have been on stage together. So that's exciting. We just don't know when it's going to be. So far, Frampton's memoir, Do You Feel Like I Do, is still slated to come out on October 20th.
Is he well enough to play with his old drummer?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's well enough to do, like, the British and European tour he had slated was a short one. Yeah, you know, last summer, the tour of North America was extensive, and it was, you know, this was the farewell tour, and then there was such demand for it in England, they said, all right, you can probably do a dozen 14 dates. You know, space them out a little, and you'll be okay.
With everybody being off the road right now and not being able to do much, are we going to see just a huge glut of new music?
We might. You're still in a scenario though where nobody's buying the new music. So, but if you're an artist, what else are you going to do? You know, create something, put it online. If you're an artist of some means who can afford to be sitting out like this, record it, put it out, raise money for charities. You know, that need it at this time. So I think you are going to see some of that. Some of these webcasts I talked about earlier are actually charging admission, if you will, and donating, you know, those proceeds to charities. So I think you will. I think the second half of this year is going to be just a cluster of everything, you know, because all the festivals are moving into the late summer and fall, and all the concert tours that are postponing are going to be back on the road in the fall. So there's a whole recalibration of the entertainment calendar, movies and TV too.
Yeah, it's going to be fairly messed up, right? Because everyone's in the place where they fit before. Like, they always did it this week or that weekend before. Or it was scheduled, and then other people scheduled after them, and everything fit together.
Yeah.
Now everything's been postponed and moved along. It's like, well, no, where do we put this?
Yeah, no, you're going to get a lot of stuff piled on top of each other. You know, something like the rescheduling the Rolling Stones tour will get tricky because they're playing mostly football stadiums.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about the second half of the year, theoretically the NFL is playing and active, and they may not be able to get the venues they were planning to play. So that in particular is a tour that, you know, we'll probably, my guess is we'll see it in 2021.
All right, let's just assume that in 3 or 4 months everything is back up and running again and things are getting back to normal and bands are planning tours. Economically, they have to take into account that people haven't been working for a while,
right,
and that pool of money that they were spending on tickets has dried up substantially, right?
Right, I agree.
So do they lower ticket prices? Do they play smaller venues? How do they handle this?
You know, all the above, and I know those are discussions that are happening. I was actually just talking to a promoter friend the other day, and, you know, a lot of those discussions are happening, but at the same time, there's a lot of wait and see because they don't know when they can resume. And a lot of it is predicated on, you know, on when they can resume and then assessing the situation at that time. How bad has it been? How long have the auto plants been shut down? You know, how long have the bars and restaurants been closed? And then take stock and, you know, hopefully make some adjustments. Then I've heard, you know, some people saying that, you know, 2020 is going to wind up being a relative wash for live music. In other words, a lot of these tours are going to go down and, you know, say, okay, well, we'll see you next year. Let's let the world sort itself out, right?
If you were managing a band right now, wouldn't that be your advice? Let's just write off 2020. You know, take our beating now and start.
I don't know who's got rent to pay.
That's what
I
mean.
Child needs cough syrup or something.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, if I'm the manager of the Foo Fighters, maybe that's what I say, or the Rolling Stones.
Right.
If I'm the manager of these bands that do tour to make their living,
yes,
that includes bands like Foreigner, you know, Journey, all these bands that, you know, they do well, but they still need to go out on the road and work every year. That's what they do. That's their job.
Right, and it's not just the band. It's all the people it takes to get them around
exactly.
the country and set up the stage and plug the things
crew,
in.
Sure.
Right.
And in a lot of ways, the venues need them to come back. You know, the venues need to open and have events and get their staffs back to work. It's going to be a real conundrum. But I think right now people are not sitting back and waiting, but they're making all sorts of contingency plans. They're throwing a lot of ideas on the wall. And, you know, at the time they do know that it can reactivate, that's when, you know, they'll figure out, okay, which is the best plan.
Well, let's say you've got a stadium tour and you planned on a baseball team being out of town for 10 days and
right.
you were going to use the stadium for a concert. Now they're talking about retooling their schedule or double headers
right.
or things like that. This is going to be a logistical...
Either that or we'll invent concert ball.
What?
Concert ball combination.
Yeah.
Concert baseball.
Yeah. But there are.
Don't laugh at that idea, Gary.
Oh, no, I'm not laughing. I've seen it in practice.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, there are a large number of stadium tours that are still on the books. I mean, you've got the Green Day Weezer package. You've got Def Leppard, Motley Crue. Guns N' Roses has stadium dates. Billy Joel has 5 more stadium dates. Kenny Chesney's going out. So, and all they can do now is wait, you know, and see what's going to happen.
All right. Before we let you go, this isn't a cancellation. Katy Perry wins in court. I don't even know what song. What?
She was sued for her hit Dark Horse.
Okay.
And actually, in the district court out in Los Angeles, she lost. They ruled in favor of the songwriter who accused her of plagiarizing his song. Now, however, a federal, you know, I'm sorry, the local circuit court in California was the one, and a jury that ruled against Katy Perry. But now a U.S. district court judge has ruled that no, Katy Perry did not, you know, plagiarize this other person's song, and they found that songwriter couldn't satisfy what's called the extrinsic test, which requires that the plaintiff identify concrete elements in the song that were stolen. And apparently this district court judge did not think that was the case with Dark Horse. So, you know, Katy Perry is in the clear until the plaintiff appeals it to the appeals court, federal appeals court.
All right.
All right.
Gary,
there you go. All right, stay inside. Wash your hands.
Yes, exactly.
Be safe and be healthy.
Use your Lysol wipes.
Throw them in the garbage.
Throw them in the garbage, not in the toilet. Right.
No, throw them in the garbage.
Yeah. Who doesn't know that? Who's throwing them in the garbage? Okay. All right. I can see her go down a list of don't do this, don't do that. But it's music news. Enjoy music this week.
I'm planning on it. You guys too. And let's stay healthy so we can do this next week.
All right, Gary. All right. We'll talk to you then.
Take care.
Gary Graff, our music guy.